Welcome back. It's been since last August that we chatted with Kim Calvey from the Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library. So that means there is a ton of stuff to talk about. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. Good to see you. Thanks for coming over.
Thanks for having me back.
I think was it virtual then that we talked in August, or were you here? I can't recall.
August, I was here.
You were here.
And then
okay.
The segment before that was virtual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we're all in person.
We're all in person.
And so is the library.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yes. Lots going on. We've been very busy, and starting this spring, we've got our annual event, which our annual meeting next Tuesday, May 10th,
okay.
6:30.
Okay.
Business meeting begins, and that is live. So we're getting ready for more in-person events, and. We've got all kinds of other activities that'll be in person as well.
Yeah, before we talk about all the stuff,
Just
a quick overview of what the Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library are.
Yep, so the Friends, it's an organization where basically everybody who is a friend can contribute to basically the success of the programs that we offer. There are about a dozen of us on the committee, and we're all instrumental. We all play our parts in terms of making sure that these programs are rolled out to the public, and what we can offer and keep these programs going for the benefit of the community.
Yeah, and it's structured. You have a board. You have a president.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. We have a board. We have a president. We each, like I said, we each have our roles. There are a couple of us that manage social media. I'm an example of one of those
right,
people.
Right.
So what we've got somebody who manages like the we talk to the library about the museum passes and making sure that we have funds available for that so library patrons can book those tickets.
Mm-hmm.
That's another example too of what we offer. All of the programs that are ancillary to checking out books is what the Friends offers.
Right. It's all the extras basically.
It's all the extras, which there are a lot of.
Yes.
To talk about.
So let's start. What's new, Kim, with the library, with the
yes.
Friends of the library? Yeah.
Well, I do want to talk about the bookstore
yeah.
because now that we are open, now that the library is open, we've got some other services I can talk to you about that. But the bookstore. So the bookstore is open, has resumed its hours, Thursdays 6 to 8 p.m. and Saturdays 10 to 4.
Okay.
And we are just about completely restocked. However, we are still keen to accept gently used books, donations that are on the subjects of health, women, and classic literature even.
Oh, okay.
We are back to our pre-pandemic weekly sales? Per week, 400 a week.
Wow.
So that's 1,200, 1,600 a month.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Pre-pandemic, okay. We're getting there. So, and people are responsive because the price point is very good. I mean, for the kids, I believe it's three for a dollar,
wow.
And hardcover edition, high quality books are $2 for adults. So you really can't beat that.
Right.
People come in and we walk away with a shopping bag and they haven't spent a lot of money. But again, it goes to support the bookstore, which ultimately goes to support the Friends.
All volunteer run, right?
All volunteer. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I mean, that's the beauty of it too. The bookstore is the labor of love of people and books.
Yes.
And so it's a good way to demonstrate that to the community.
Same location off of Spear Street,
yep.
And back of the main branch.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Nothing there has changed except that we're just looking for some more donations. Of books, and if people want to make monetary donations, we're happy to
open to that too. Of course.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Good. So if people are doing spring cleaning and they have books they don't know what to do with, it's a good way to put them to good use.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Good.
Yep.
What else?
So, all right. So, like I mentioned, we have the annual meeting next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow. That the business meeting begins at 6:30, and then at 7, we have our speaker, Mr. Stephen Puglio, who is he's a professor at UMass Boston, and he's written, I think, 7 nonfiction books. He's working on his 8th, and I guess his most recent book has to do with America providing humanitarian aid to citizens of Ireland, which I think is significant considering the history, even current history that's being made. So
with Ukraine, you mean?
So there's a precedent being set there. So it should be an interesting conversation.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to hosting him.
Okay.
And
that's just for the Friends, right? It's not open to the public, is that right?
I believe it is.
Oh, it is.
I believe so. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Yep. Yeah. So anybody should attend if they're interested
okay.
in that sort of local history.
Definitely, yeah. And so. Stephen's been a frequent guest here at QATV. Mm-hmm. He's a speaker at the library many times, I know, as well. So
yeah.
Folks
yeah.
are familiar with him, sure.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yep. Yes, he's friendly at the library. So the other things that we have going on at the library, too, we've got five things that the library is offering, or they're significant in terms of what the library is offering. The first, though, speaks to North Quincy. The North Quincy branch is back.
Yes.
Yes, it's open. So everybody,
it looks great.
It looks great.
Yeah.
So everybody, please, you know, just change of scenery, go visit the North Quincy Library and say hello to the staff there. I'm sure they'd love to see anybody who wants to visit and participate.
Completely. If you haven't seen it, it looks completely different.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
It's really great transformation.
Yeah. I mean, I think that no one wants to say that the pandemic was good. However, some good things came out of it.
Right.
We'll be modest in that assessment, and so that's an example.
And there's an elevator.
There's an elevator. Yes, I know, right? So that takes some doing to get, because you have to get zoning and one thing and another for that. So, so there's that. And let's see, so Thomas Crane, our location here in Quincy, the Casual Cup Cafe, that opens. That was scheduled to open 2 years ago, right before the pandemic.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the pandemic shut everything down. But that is open now, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 2, offering homemade sandwiches, baked goods, and, of course, coffee. And that is a second location. The first location is the restaurant, actually, that is in Braintree. So now there are two locations, and the beauty of it is now people can enjoy coffee while they're reading a book. You want to hang out at the library, waiting for the train, train station, which is up the street. They can just stay right here and have some coffee and something to nosh on.
Okay, right in that ground floor atrium.
Yes. Yep.
Located in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. So there's that. And then the library, you know, always looking to make things easier for people. New technology services.
Mm.
We've reopened our we have our free fax service, and we've reopened the copy service that we had before. And as far as technological equipment. The items that are available: Chrome laptops with accessibility features, headphones with disposable covers, large type keyboards, which I didn't know they made those, but okay, apparently they do, and there's a need, so we're providing that. Accessible mice and handheld magnifiers. So this is great because there's obviously a need, and the library has responded to that and is providing that for our library patrons.
Okay, so folks are not back in the office yet, but want to work remotely, not from home.
Right.
They can do it there.
They can do it here, and ancillary to that, we now have book it yourself conference rooms.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I know that there are obviously businesses in the community that offer that, but the library is offering that too. So if you are still working from home and you just have to get out of the house because you've had enough, but you have business to conduct, you can book a conference room at the library, and on the website there's a link where you can book that.
Okay.
So you can do that as well.
Need to be obviously a member of the library, a cardholder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We need to keep track of these things.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Yes. But I mean, that's a new service too.
Okay.
And then new online resources, the Wall Street Journal online and the New York Times online, recipe and games, because we all have to have some mental stimulation. That's fun stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought this was interesting. Heritage Hub and Black Lives in America. If you're interested in genealogy, there's a link on our on website's homepage under education and research. You can go there and you can start your genealogy
really?
Search.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And no cost for that? That's good to know, because some of these commercial services are quite expensive.
Right.
And they're very popular.
Exactly. Yeah. But again, that's something that the donations that the friends work with.
Yeah.
This is what provides it all.
Okay.
So,
nice. We should mention too that if folks are holding passes that they got from the friends pre-pandemic, they're still good, right?
Oh, yeah. Those never expire. So, you want to check with the circulation desk, make sure that, booking tickets and one thing and another, just go through the academics of that. But, yeah, absolutely. There's always room for that. That's always on offer.
Yeah.
And we have so much of it. I mean, I'm looking right here at a list of museum and zoo passes. We don't have enough time for me to list everything.
It's all the major ones that you would think of, plus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So people should avail themselves. Now that the weather is getting good, finally, avail yourself. Go see one of the, we have lots of museums in the area. go and enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Maybe for the first time for a lot of folks, too.
Sure, you know, yeah.
I've never seen it before.
Exactly, yeah.
So, good. Okay,
yep.
What else?
Let's see. Okay, what else? So we have that.
I want to make sure you hit everything. I know,
right. Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about the website because
we did spend
some significant time redesigning that.
Okay.
I personally find it much more user-friendly. If you just to Google that, you get the Thomas Crane Public Library, you go to the website there. Everything is on. If you're looking for something specific, you will find the place to go. The call to action button mm-hmm. will direct you in the right place, and everything is on the homepage. So if you're looking for something specific, like you're looking for your accounts, you want to check out some books, that's there. If you want to, if you want to see what's going on for an art exhibit at the library, or you want to check out what might be topical that's brand new, everything is right there. So wherever you want to go, start with the website.
Yes.
You don't have to Google a specific page and try and find it.
Right.
You can just go on the website, the homepage, and it'll take you to where you need to go.
Yeah, it's all been designed for the least amount of clicks to get to where you need to be.
That's just it. Yeah, so it's more easily accessible. And I mean, I looked at it, and I mean, from before and after, and it's like, oh, this is a godsend, just because it is so much more. Every place that I'm interested in going, it's like it's right there in front of me, mm-hmm. and I just can click on it, and I can come back to it, and it's not the maze that it was before.
Yep, there's an events calendar.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at the children's room activities.
Yeah.
Find out when their specific presentation is there.
Yep.
Like you say, upcoming concerts and events.
Yep.
Your own accounts. The friends have their own link as well.
Yes. We do. That's in the footer. Yep. You can go to the footer and look on friends and click on that, and that's our page. Everything is on the homepage.
Sure.
That'll direct you to every place else.
Did the friends help with the redevelopment of the website? Did you help?
I wasn't on the committee for that, but I'm sure some of them were. Yeah,
okay.
They had to have been. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we get a lot of requests. We get a lot of input. Like the friends, I believe on our page, we can request an event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody in the community can say, I'd like to see about this, and then we look at that. Sounds like a good idea. Let's contemplate that. Let's see if we have the funds for that. Let's see what the logistics would be, so on and so forth.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's always some input. Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, like I know the garden clubs make presentations frequently, so that could be one of the suggestions that comes in that
mm-hmm.
you look at and arrange for an actual event to happen.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
And the website was so crucial during mm-hmm. the pandemic.
Yes.
I mean, it really was. And mm-hmm. it hadn't been redesigned at that point, but really they made the best of it.
Right, exactly. Know? Yeah, and that's the beauty of it. You know, that's one thing that I love about the Friends. They're very good at taking an opportunity and maximizing whatever resource it is, time or funds, and just making sure that everybody gets the most benefit out of either or both, ideally.
Yeah. How long have you been a member of the Friends yourself, Kim?
Going on 3-4 years.
So
probably
pretty
four
new,
now.
Actually.
A
really.
While. A while. Yeah. Yeah.
You love it. I can tell just by talking to you. Yeah.
You
get a lot out of it.
Mm-hmm.
What first drew you to it?
Well, libraries for me are the mothership.
Okay.
So, and yeah. But I just love that you can go to the library, and if you want a quiet place to read, or if you have a research project, or if you have a question about where to find something, or even technology, the equipment that the library offers, the librarians there, the friends there, I mean, everybody participates, and everybody is so knowledgeable, and they don't toot their own horn about it.
Mm.
You know, it's just like, okay, well, you know, you need some help. Oh, well, let me help you with this, and here's how you find it, and oh, let me show you where that is. Pardon me. And I think that it's just, I love that everything is under one roof, and it's just a pleasant atmosphere. You know, I love our library. I love the way that it's in an old building, but it's been modernized to accommodate what's going on, in society now.
Yes.
You know, that it's just everything's easily accessible, and no one's left out.
Yeah. Well, I think,
I like that.
If another positive from the pandemic, people realize the value of it, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, they've certainly been reminded. I know I was, because, I mean, my personal interests can tend to be a little narrow. Like, I mean, I love books. That's my first love, right? So, but, I mean, I love looking at, all of these programs that are offered.
Mm-hmm.
Because then it's like, it's a good reminder of what the Friends is responsible for doing, and it's like, that is a good thing, because not everybody wants to make time for that sort of volunteer service to the benefit of everybody else. And, we all have to read. We all need food for thought. So the library certainly provides that.
How many friends are there now, roughly?
Yeah, so, you know, pandemic didn't hinder anybody. Yeah. I've been saying for the last couple of years that we were just over 600. Now we're within shouting distance of 700.
Wow, okay.
Yes, so people have been very generous. People have joined, I think, because they see the value. I'd like to think that a lot of it was because of the pandemic that they made complete use of the services that were available online during the pandemic,
yep.
saw the value and wanted to join and participate. As a means of, you know, just to support that is what was happening, and they benefited from it, and they want to be a part of it as well.
Yeah. How does one become a friend of the Thomas Crane Public
So
Library?
We've got a couple of ways.
Yes.
So the first thing is, if you look on our website, the website again,
yep.
go to the footer, there's a link for friends. You can click on that, and that'll take you to the friends our page, and
okay.
at the very bottom you can sign up. Also, we have our own Facebook page, which is different from the Thomas Crane Public Library Facebook page.
Okay.
Ours is Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library, and you can join, become a friend by clicking on the link on that Facebook page, and you can also make a donation too.
Okay.
So, and speaking of donations,
yes.
I love this. This was in our newsletter. So we have this sheet here, honor your loved ones and your library, so you can make a donation to the library in memory of someone. Yeah, which I think that's, you know, it's just a nice gesture.
Absolutely.
Why not?
Yeah, mm-hmm. especially if they were a patron or enjoyed it, you know, I'm sure they would like to have that legacy live on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Very
mm-hmm.
nice.
Yep.
One big piece of news.
Yes.
The library's getting a new director.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. Megan is retiring after,
yeah.
what, 36 years?
Yes.
The end of this month. Can't even believe it. So, but she's done an amazing job. Thing I love about Megan is that she's just, you know, she gets the job done. She's not a lot of fanfare. She knows everything that's going on, every single detail. She doesn't miss a beat. And she's got a great legacy, a good career behind her. So I hope she enjoys her retirement, but she will certainly be missed. But we're looking forward to, you know, our new director will probably be, they will tag team, and it'll be a
sure.
seamless transition.
Yeah, Sarah Sliman
mm-hmm.
Is coming from the Brookline Public Library
mm-hmm.
most recently. She also worked at the Turner Free in Randolph, I know,
mm-hmm.
And she worked at a branch in Mattapan as well, so she has a good variety of experiences in public libraries.
Mm-hmm.
She starts on June 1st, so I'm sure that the yep. friends will get to know her.
We will.
Yeah.
We will.
And continue
yep.
to work together.
Yep, yep, absolutely. And let's see, I wanted to see if there's anything else that I needed to mention here. No, I talked about that. And highlights.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, sorry. So I talk an awful lot about what the Friends do, all
yeah.
the different programs, and we take donations and one thing and another. But to give it some context,
mm-hmm.
okay, this is, I took this page, it's highlights, and it's, from our annual report, which actually is on our website,
yep.
so if anybody's interested in looking.
Up a little bit higher.
There we go.
Yep.
So I thought these numbers were astonishing and fabulous.
Yep.
So 272,000 plus print books, DVDs, and CDs borrowed in the last year. And about half that digital books, magazines, and media borrowed. And I love this. We talk about the programs
mm-hmm.
that we offer. 265 programs offered for kids. 491 programs offered for adults and teens. That's a lot.
Yes.
Those are a lot of programs. So
yeah.
that's what the Friends, that's what we're busy organizing, and that's what we're busy promoting for the community. And I'm pleased to see that people are availing themselves of what the work that we're doing. This is just gratifying. So I want to make sure that I pointed that out.
Great to see you, Kim. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me.
We'll have you back, too.
I hope so. It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.